Yeah, it was last night at about 11 o'clock. I decided to go for just a little walk to look at the waves because the waves were really bad last night. We stay in Eyemouth and they were crashing over, and I decided to go and take a few photos. And when I went up to like the Bantry Wall, I looked over and our local swans, they're quite well known as Jock and Jenny in Eyemouth, that's mum and dad, and their six babies were all stuck. There was like just a small area of sand left on the beach, and there was no way they could get back out because they wouldn't have been able to make it through the waves. So I decided to go and get my dad. He lives just along the High Street, John Mackay, and his partner, Joanne, and they came and helped me. And we tried for about, obviously we were on a time limit because the tide was coming in. So we decided to go onto the beach and try and herd them up the steps onto the Bantry, but they were, you know, they weren't having that at all. And we had sticks, we were making noises, we had a torch, because obviously it was pitch black, trying to herd them up, and running out of time, and then eventually decided that the only way that we would probably be able to get them up and save them, because it was certain death if we didn't, was to just actually go onto the beach and make a run for it and try and pick them up and bring them up onto the Bantry Wall. And luckily, three locals were walking along at this point, so they helped us out as well. And one by one, my dad and the locals ran onto the beach, picked them up, one by one, run them up, and then we made a pen and managed to keep them in a pen on the Bantry. And like we had barriers to just keep them in there until we had them all up onto the land. And at that point, one of the swans actually panicked and just flew up and actually into the waves. So we had seven of them, but we couldn't see the other one at all. And it was either the mum or the dad. So we had the other seven and we decided to walk them all along the harbour. So there was six of us hurdled around these swans, and obviously we're soaking from all the waves, walking them along. We had to walk them along to the harbour, making sure they didn't go back onto the beach at all or attempt to get back into the water. And when we got round to the harbour, it was very nice because we looked in and the seagull that had flew off had actually managed to make it round. The swan, sorry, not the seagull. and that was waiting there. So we released them all into the harbour, and we've been to see them this morning and they're all doing fine. So, very happy ending.
That is an incredible story.
Yeah, no, I know. It took us about an hour and 20 minutes in total, but luckily the other three, you know, came and helped us out, or we probably wouldn't have been able to do it. But we just needed to just pick them up and run. But they've all survived, so it's amazing. And the waves just got worse and worse, and it would have been, you know, with the motion of the waves, it's like being in a washing machine, and they were getting pulled out and crashed back against the wall. So while the wave was out, we just ran back up the steps, and like I say, it was a happy ending. So
I mean, had you no thought for your own safety?
Yes, to an extent, but to be honest, the kind of people that we are, we couldn't have just sat back and watched them die, because that was what was going to happen. You know, it was obviously really upsetting to see. And there was no way we could have let it happen. And there was a tiny bit of beach for us to run along, so that was our cue just to go for it. Luckily, I seen them at the time I did, because if it had been any later, we probably couldn't have done anything.
It's amazing. And just the fact that a father and daughter effort, first of all, but then you just get this community flying in to help.
Yeah, I know. And that was amazing. I mean, the fact that they just done it as well. Because obviously swans, you know, they're strong, very strong. And you know, but it was as if they knew, you know, they weren't really fighting back at us. They weren't hissing or anything. They obviously knew they were in danger. So they did just let us carry them. They're quite heavy as well, though.
I would imagine, yeah. I mean, with the strength.
Yeah.
It must have been quite the sight to see these six people herding six swans.
Yeah, I know. I would imagine it would have been, but sadly nobody was there to see us really apart from, well, just us. But it was a team effort. We might actually have it on CCTV. So my dad's put it on his Facebook page. So we're going to try and maybe get the CCTV on there. So hopefully there'll be some footage from it, which will be interesting to watch.
It definitely would. And would it be right in saying, are you kind of a keen photographer then? Is that what had you out there in the first place?
The waves, like, I love the sea. So that's the main thing, really, like taking photos of the sea. So when it gets wild like that, you can imagine the photos are brilliant. So I just thought, although it was late, I could hear the waves crashing, so I thought I'd just go and have a look. So it's just sheer luck that I just decided to do that, really, on a whim.
And what would you say if, police would have heard this story and they would have said, we don't recommend to the public to ever do this?
Yeah, well, I did actually contact the SSPCA, but they were actually closed. And it said, if you're in an emergency, to direct your call to the police. So I wasn't too sure to do that because obviously, you know, the police don't really deal with animals. But I called 101 because that's what it recommended us to do. And I spoke to a lady and obviously she said to me, you know, don't put yourself in danger, you know, for the sake of them. And eventually, but this is about half an hour after we'd actually completed this mammoth task, the police did turn up and just thanked us. But, I mean, it is dangerous and I wouldn't really recommend, you know, anybody to do it. But we knew we were safe enough. We knew we just had that time frame, you know, just to get them. Because we live by the sea, so we are used to it. And we knew that it was probably about... The amount of time it took us to get them actually onto the Bantry was probably about, took us about 15 minutes maximum to get them all up. It's like every 7 waves, there's a gap. And in that gap, you've just got to run for it and then wait till the waves hit again and then go again. So I don't really know how we done it, but we did.
Just a mix of chance and experience then?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But it was... Just, it's so worth it though, you know, because we were saying this morning, if we'd woken up knowing that they'd all died, and like I say, they're a big thing in the community, in Eyemouth they're very well known by everybody, they're just, you know, Jock and Jenny or Eyemouth Swans, and if we'd woken up and, you know, everybody, you know, they died, and that was to hit Eyemouth, you know, that would have been horrible, so knowing that we've stopped that is great.